We've got a guest in the studio with us, Ken Duff. Hi, Ken.
Hi, John.
Thanks for coming in. So this is really intriguing. This is fun. Porch Fest. It conjures up all sorts of images of rock bands doing laser light shows off the front porch of a Victorian house. Give us an overview and maybe a little bit of the history of where this idea came from.
Sure. Well, we're not ruling out light shows or any of that kind of thing, but we're not sure that that's the way our first annual event is going to take place. It was really quite serendipitous how this whole thing got going. I was introduced to the Porch Fest started, the first one that we know of began in Ithaca, New York in 2007. And since 2007, there are probably somewhere in the neighborhood, I've lost count now, of about 15, maybe 20 all really? Across the United States. And ours will be the fourth one in Canada. Interestingly, the second one that's listed on the North American listing of porchfest.org was in Belleville.
Oh, really?
Ah. And so, and Winnipeg followed a couple of years after that. NDG, the NDG area of Montreal is holding their first one this year on the 2nd of May. And that's where we got kind of the idea. Someone introduced me to the fact that this was going on in NDG. My daughter used to live there, so there was a connection.
Right.
Got me interested in the idea. So I looked at their website and looked at what they were doing. And I thought, you know, we could do that here in Van Cleek Hill. At the same time, Louise Stevenson was introduced to it by a friend of hers who has a connection with NDG.
Interesting.
And so the two of us came together and said, let's do something. Yeah. And we got Louise Spruill involved because if only to make sure we had a date that nobody else was using.
Yes,
Louise
exactly.
is the expert on those things. And of course, she's been very helpful on to date on a lot of other things. Mm-hmm. So Porch Fest, what it is basically, is that, and it's slightly different in all of the cities. In some cities, they designate a porch, and every Friday evening, there's an event on a different porch. But in most of the others, it is similar to what we're planning, where there is a day chosen, and porches around the town or municipality are invited to offer their porches to musicians. Most of the other events are music oriented almost exclusively.
Okay.
We're opening ours up a little bit to carefully calling them street performers. because we have a wide range of talent here in Vancouver.
Yes.
We don't just have musicians.
So what other kinds of performances do you have in mind when you say, well, broadening it beyond music, for example?
We're chasing down some slam poets.
Okay.
We'd like to get some storytellers. We know we have some storytellers
yes,
in town.
For sure.
So we'd like to recruit some of them. Poetry reading. And of course, with Louise Stevenson involved, there's always the idea of dance.
Some Zumba, for sure.
That's kind of the range that we're looking at. And we're certainly open to any other type of performance activity that people might... that might want to propose. It's a family day, so that's going to guide a little bit any choices that we make.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. So we're looking for family type entertainment.
That's right.
Yeah. Interesting. And I get the impression it's going to be sort of like maybe sequential or moving concerts that make their way through the town.
Yeah. What we've done is we've designated the area bounded by High Street and J Street and Mill and Higginson. As being, as you mentioned earlier, the top of the hill.
Top of the hill, yes.
And because it keeps it tight, it's supposed to be a walking tour.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about it as being a walking tour of Van Cleek Hill with entertainment. Mm-hmm. And so that each concert, if you will, or mini concert, becomes a stepping stone to the next one. So each of the sectors, as yet to be defined, will have entertainment within a particular time period. We're slated for from 2 in the afternoon till 5, so there may be a half hour here and a half hour there, or an hour at a time,
mm-hmm.
Depending on how many porches, how many people, how many, what type of activity that we're likely to get. And then we're trying to work on an idea where at the end of it, we'll wrap up with something, but we're keeping that under our covers, close to our chest for now.
Yes, a surprise. That sounds really, really intriguing. It sounds like an event. Our little town of Van Cleek Hill here, really. It's
as our website says, we have porches and we have talent.
Exactly.
Why not put them together? The event is actually being touted as Balcon Fête. Bankley Kill Porch Fest, because we want it to be a truly bilingual activity
as
well.
Yes.
So we know we have entertainers who work in both languages. Mm-hmm. And I think that it would be just superb if you could walk down one of our lovely streets on a sunny summer day and hear a French folk song followed by a little English rock and roll some Irish music, as you've been playing earlier.
Totally in keeping with the cultural life of our community. So it's a good reflection of life in Bankley Kill.
I tell this often, John. I lived in Ottawa for 25 years, and I lived in Montreal for almost as many years, and I've never spoken as much French as I've spoken since I moved here. So
interesting, yeah. And everybody's very proud of that. It's a big part of our self-identity here in Bankley Kill and around the community. Well, Ken, this is a really interesting initiative, and I think we're going to take a little musical break here. When we come back, I want to ask you what your pitch is to the citizens of Bankley Kill. I think you want them to participate and to step up.
We sure do.
And to volunteer their porches or their talent or both. So when we come back, we're going to have the details of how people can do that. And in the meantime, I'm going to play another cut here from Lyndall Montgomery's CD, Captain Dirt and the Skirt. Lyndall Montgomery from her CD, Captain Dirt and the Skirt. She's joined there by Kristen Sweetland. We were in the middle of a conversation with Ken Duff, who is part of a small group of community-minded volunteers who are organizing Belle Confite, or Porch Fest, here in Bankley Kill. And it sounds like it's a perfect fit for our little community. As you say, there are lots of porches and verandas in Bankley Kill, and lots of talent in this town as well. So the coming together of those two characteristics of our community is a great opportunity to create a brand new event in town. July 18th is the target date for this event. You've already nailed it down?
That's correct. It's nailed in.
That's good. And so how does it work, Ken? How would people who think they have a suitable veranda or porch, how would they go about letting you know that they want to be a part of this event?
What we're asking is that anyone who's interested in participating in the event in any way at all, go to the website, and there's a registration page. And so we'll take registrations from people who have talent and a porch and want to play on their own porch. Mm-hmm. We have people who will have people who have talent and no porch and are looking for a porch. Yeah. And we have people with porches who unfortunately don't have talent or don't believe they have talent.
You're going to play the matchmaker.
That's right. And we'll match people up and we'll match and we'll try to keep the mix. As we were talking earlier, there's going to be a division of the top of the hill. And we'll try to keep the mix of performers as eclectic as we can. Mm-hmm. So that you might have a French folk singer followed by an English storyteller followed by a dance group. So that it will keep people's interest and keep them wandering through the different areas in town.
Sounds really, really intriguing. So if somebody has a small group or is even a soloist that doesn't have a porch, no fear. They can still register on the website and you will go about finding a good venue for them. And vice versa, if somebody's got a suitable porch that would make a fantastic balcony to do Shakespeare from, and don't know of any talent that might want to play on those boards, you'll do the matchmaking in that case as well.
That's right. For the Shakespeare, we might need the upper balcony, but we're pretty excited about all this. We've already got our first performer locked in, and as I say, we're really excited about it because it's Lynn Hansen.
Oh.
And she is going, she's either now or recently on a tour in the UK. Then she's coming back to Ottawa to play Blues Fest, and the Saturday after she plays Blues Fest, here at Porch Fest.
We've got her here. That's incredible.
So it's we're pretty excited about that. Yes. We've got a couple of other musicians that have tentatively committed to us, and it's only just a question for them of making sure the date's available.
Yes.
But they're ready to come on board. We just don't have any signed on the dotted line information from them yet. But
well, it's almost I was going to say 4 months, but not quite. It's just over 3 months of early warning for folks to clear their calendars or see if they can adjust their dates in Vegas to make sure they're going to be here for,
<That's> right.
for this important event. So that's great. So give us exactly what the web address is, Ken, where people can go and register for this event.
So the web address is the usual www.porchfestvancleekhill.ca.
So the entire Van Cleek Hill spelled
That's
out?
That's correct.
All one word, all lowercase,
some,
I guess.
Some of us are opposed to the VKH shortening of it.
So. Yes. We like to make people say the whole thing. So porchfestvancleekhill.ca.
C-A.
Okay. Where you can go and register for this event, either register your porch, register your talent, register both, and make sure that you are on the map for this event. And I guess you're looking for porches within the boundaries that you mentioned earlier, from Higginson Street over to Mill?
That's correct.
And then from High Street or Highway 34 down
to
J Street. Okay, so it's pretty much on top of the hill. I guess it starts sloping off there down around J Street, but it's still considered top of the hill. And that gives you an idea geographically whether your house or your porch or your front veranda. How about a side veranda? Would that still be suitable for this event? You
think? That's really going to be up to the property owner.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
If we get large crowds, you know, it could get awkward. So it's really going to be up to each property owner who's offering a porch as to what they are prepared to undertake.
Yes.
Some may be prepared to provide power if someone's amplified or not. Some, it's not a requirement. That'll be part of our matchmaking activity.
And these are the kinds of questions that I guess people would fill out when they register online.
That's correct. And we'll be doing follow-ups, certainly with all of the performers as well as all of the people with porches who register, just to nail down details as to what people are prepared to do, what they're prepared to offer, or, and on the other side of it, what kind of performance we can expect from the individuals, what are they prepared to put on, again, to keep that eclectic mix alive. And the other thing, too, is not only for porches and performers to clear the date, but we'd like everybody who lives in town who has relatives outside of town to make sure they keep the date free as
Exactly.
well.
Exactly. So time to start spreading the word now that there's going to be a special brand new event taking place in Van Cleek Hill on July 18th this summer. I mean, we have a reputation for doing really, really fun cultural events in Van Cleek Hill. So I'm sure people will be happy to know that there's yet another fun event taking place in Van Cleek Hill. Just a couple of more little details that came to my mind as I was listening to your description, Ken. If someone has either a really, really tiny porch or no porch at all, but a nice big front lawn or paved driveway, for example, could they still participate in this
event? I don't think there's any problem with that whatsoever.
Okay, that's good.
And we can put a little sign to designate where the porch is.
Yes, exactly. We'll make it a virtual porch, maybe just the white lines on the lawn. And you may have mentioned this earlier, but I think we'll just repeat it if you did. You're looking for about a half hour performance from the talent.
I would say a minimum of a half hour.
Yeah, 30 minutes. Yeah. But they shouldn't go overboard and sort of plan 90 minutes nonstop kind of thing.
Well, that's part of the follow-up. We'll be able to determine that.
Okay, well, I think we've covered. Is there anything else that we need to mention at this
point? Well, the only thing is that given your next guest, we might even have some Irish music on July the
18th. Absolutely. Maybe we could twist Paddy Kelly's arm to come out July 18th and commandeer a porch of his own. That would be, we'll have to ask him that when we get him on the microphone here. You mentioned there's a Facebook page as well for Porch
Fest. There is a Facebook page, and it's Porch Fest Van Cleek Hill.
Okay.
So we've tried to keep everything pretty simple, mostly for us.
Same name as the website?
Yeah. And just, I guess, one other thing, having mentioned Paddy, we're not limiting this to performers who live in Van Cleek Hill. Obviously, we'd like to give preference to them,
but
the idea is we want to make a fun, entertaining walk through town.
Okay.
So that if someone has a cousin who lives outside of town but who'd be interested in playing,
they're more than welcome.
As I do, they're more than welcome to register.
Very inclusive of you organizers to open it up like that. So it's a big tent, this event. It's open to any and all who would like to participate in and around the community of Van Cleek Hill. And it sounds like it's going to be really a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. I know that my colleagues here at our little radio station, Sean Cooley and Eddie Earwig, we've been talking amongst ourselves how we're going to set up for this. We're thinking maybe we'll set up in front of the review and snag our own talent. You know, we'll have to register and let you know what we have in mind, obviously, but might be fun to do that, or else, who knows, maybe even sneak over to Home Avenue and find a nice big venue over there. We'll have to talk about it and see. But it'd be fun to have the live radio program sort of for the duration of the event, maybe where people can tune in and keep up with any changes or what's happening.
I think that would certainly make the Van Cleek Hill Porch Fest unique among all porch fests in North America.
There you go, yes, live radio coverage as we do it. Well, thanks so much for coming in, Ken. It's really great to hear this from one of the organizers, and good luck with the event. It sounds like it's got legs, and it's really going to be a good match for Van Cleek Hill.
Been a pleasure to be here, John. Thanks for all your support in promoting it.
Oh, our pleasure, of course. It's always fun to mention what's going on at Van Cleek Hill. Thanks again, Ken. So there you go. That's going to be an interesting event to add to the calendar at Van Cleek Hill, Porch Fest, the 2015 edition. We're going to go to another cut of music or two. I've got a woman called Janie René, who's going to be performing here in Van Cleek Hill on April 19th at Yes Women Can. She's going to be on the big stage around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But right now we have her all to ourselves.